WHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump remembered the late Charlie Kirk at a packed memorial at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
He led boldly and he argued brilliantly without apology.
Kirk's widow, Erica, said she has forgiven her husband's assassin. President Trump teased a major announcement on autism today. Washington Post says officials will tie it to pregnant women who take Tylenol. Major medical groups have dismissed that claim. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder is worried.
One of the things that concerns me is unintended side effects of this. So will women end up taking other medications like aspirin or ibuprofen during pregnancy? Those actually can be dangerous.
Today, France is expected to join the growing list of countries recognizing Palestinian statehood. President Macron tells CBS's Face the Nation.
Recognizing a Palestinian state today is the only way to provide a political solution to a situation which has to stop.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Shali Pittman, filling in for Melissa Kay. There's a push for some new laws farmers say could help diversify their income while keeping rural traditions alive. Terry Barr explains.
One proposal would allow farmers to again host up to 3 paying campers without a license. Lawmakers axed the rule in 2017. Supporters say it's needed now for extra income.
This would allow farms to allow people to put a tent up in a pasture and experience stargazing, stay overnight in the pasture, and have rustic camping, or bring in a self-contained trailer and park that on the farm when they're overnight for farm stays, pick up the eggs in the morning, have a farm breakfast.
Sheila Everhard is with the Wisconsin Agricultural Tourism Association. She says they'll also be pushing for an exemption from Act 73. This newer law reclassifies wedding barns as public spaces, allowing just 6 events every year and requiring a liquor license. Lawmakers are expected to take action on both measures in October.
The Wisconsin State Patrol is teaming up with the Wisconsin Bus Association in an effort to encourage safe driving near buses, Isabella Nieto reports.
September 22nd through 26th is Operation Safe Stop Week, an annual education and enforcement week aimed at informing motorists about the dangers of passing a stopped school bus. Leading up to the week, the State School Bus Association works with its members to identify bus stops where illegal passing is common. The penalty for failing to stop for a school bus increased in 2024. Citations now cost $676.50 and 4 demerit points.
Isabella Nieto reporting. I'm Shali Pittman for WIRI and WFHR News.
Some good news and bad news. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The good news is, for a third year in a row, the Brewers headed into the playoffs as divisional champs. The bad news is, it'll likely be without starting pitcher Brandon Woodruff, who suffered a lat strain in his upper back.
Obviously, it sucks. This is something that is a side effect of the surgery I had, and it's kind of terrible timing in that sense for, the team. The biggest goal for me was to finish the year healthy.
The crew in San Diego tonight against the Padres. College football, the Badgers now 2-1 after losing to Maryland 27-10 over the weekend. Wisconsin has their bye week, followed by a trip to Ann Arbor to face number 19th ranked Michigan. NFL, the Packers stunned, losing 13-10 to the Browns in Cleveland on a last second field goal.
It's extremely disappointing to be in a position to win the game and to have the script totally flip on you. It's tough to deal with.
As head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports, on Mike Clemens.
Come out to support the Boys of Winter. Join in the excitement and the thrill of each Wisconsin Rapids River Kings home game. Come cheer on the team with your friends at 105.5 FM.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight. Some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
This is Beth, host of The Kitchen's Open. Have you ever found yourself asking,
what's a recipe for cookies my kids will love?
How do I avoid giving my guests food poisoning?
How would a restaurant chef prepare this meal?
If so, then tune into The Kitchen's Open, the show within the morning show each Monday morning at the start of the 10 o'clock hour. I'll tackle topics, teach techniques, or tell you what to do or not to do when it comes to cooking or the kitchen. I'll also bring you interviews with local chefs and restaurant owners. The Kitchen's Open, brought to you by The Hotel Mead. We'll tell you something good.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I'm live from Madison, where I'll be joined in studio by singer-songwriter Eric Jelen and UW Cinematheque's Jim Healy, and I talk about Robert Redford. Let's light it up state capitol style.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Live across Wisconsin on Civic Media, you're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, powered by Up North News. Now, from our Lake Wissota studio, here is the founding editor of Up North News, Pat Kreitlow.
Hey, good morning. It is 7:06. Nice to have you back here up north on this Monday morning, September 22nd. Parker Olson is producing things down in Madison Studio A2. And we are joined by Dr. Kristen Lyerly, by Selena Heller, by Brittany Merlot, civic media meteorologist, to talk about weather on the day as well. And we have State Senator Kelda Royce joining us 30 minutes from now to talk about her run for governor. And if you missed it earlier, we'll tell you how the Brewers have done on their way to getting that pesky magic number out of the way as Kristen highlights her Brewers jersey for your Central Division champions for the third year in a row. But now it is time. Yep, it's we get to unveil it right here at 7:07 on a Monday morning. Time for the day's first round of the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Yes, green and gold, as in cash and jewelry. Here's how to play. The texting is done through the Civic Media app. You're going to look up a station, and you're going to hit the text button that's in there. And for the 7 a.m. hour, you have to text us this hour's keyword before 8 a.m. There will be seven, count them, seven chances to enter throughout the day with different keywords each time. Then of all the day's entries in this multi-state, multi-station game, one lucky winner each day will get $200 cash and a gold-plated chain. Then one really lucky winner for the whole two-week contest will win this grand prize, two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota play some football. It's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd at noon, plus a gas card to get you to the game. Total value of this grand prize package is more than $1,500. Now, the fine print, because it's the first time we're doing this. Each entry will get a return message giving you a way to earn another entry linked to a specific activity, such as signing up for a newsletter. Each activity can only be done once. Winners will be contacted by Civic Media within 5 business days, first by text. Full contest rules at the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us/contest-terms. All right, you ready? Here's this hour's keyword to text us before 8 a.m. The keyword is new. N-E-W, new. Text that before 8 a.m. to be part of the Go for the Green and Gold contest. Your next chance to enter will be during the 9 a.m. hour of Matinair on Air. 7:09 now as we head over to meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It was thunderstormy, keeping some of us from getting a full night's sleep across Wisconsin. But we're now, because it's the first day of fall, I get to use this line. Well, Brittany, it ain't snow yet.
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
Okay,
little snow when the leaves
little
fall.
Victories, right? Yeah. So, yes. Happy fall almost.
Happy fall, y'all. Oh, mm-hmm. One of my favorite seasons. Unfortunately, though, we're starting it off a little dark, a little dreary, very foggy in places. Dense fog advisory until 10 a.m. to almost noon in some spots where this thick stuff is going to be hanging around. It's off of Lake Superior right now, also off of Lake Michigan, moving its way a little bit inland there into the Fox Valley. So hard to see. Drive safe this morning. Temperatures are in the mid-50s north to mid-60s south. And highs today will hit the mid-60s north and probably scrape about 80 degrees into areas towards Madison and down south towards the state line. We've got a blob of rain moving across the state. It's covering Rhinelander, Wausau, into Stevens Point, over to La Crosse, and it's starting to get strong into Tomah, where Motson and Reedsburg, you're now in a severe thunderstorm warning, where you could see winds up to 50 to 60 miles per hour and maybe some hail too. So most of these are not expected to be severe, but there is that chance as this front is just stalled over the states. It's draped from La Crosse all the way pretty much to Sheboygan right now. So a lot of the rain today is going to stay north in the morning, but then this afternoon, after that line moves off to the east, a little tail is going to form in central parts of the state, and that is going to sweep south as we go through this afternoon and evening. So the rain will hit Madison and Milwaukee area later tonight. Continuing through the overnight, you could still see some lingering south in the state tomorrow morning before we start to dry out by the afternoon. But up north, you're going to be dry all day tomorrow, and temperatures stay comfortable in those low to mid 70s for the rest of the week, and it looks rather dry too. So after the system passes, it looks brighter ahead. Lots of fall colors popping too.
I was going to say, I hope so, because this system has been especially annoying sitting here as it has the whole weekend. But what it hasn't done is it hasn't like been one of those systems where it blows all the leaves off the trees before you even get a chance for them to change colors and enjoy it.
Right. So, and that's usually the case here for us. So thankfully it did not.
It often is. So we've still got some time to enjoy this first day of fall. And we've been asking people to share with us, what do they love most about fall in Wisconsin? What is it that they love to do? So again, you can text that through the Civic Media app, or you can put comments on our Facebook and YouTube pages as well. Brittany, thank you very much. Appreciate
it. Thank you.
All right. Hey, remember, sign up for all kinds of newsletters here. The Up North News Daily newsletter. There's also my Sunday morning one with a question of the week, where I say, if there is a government shutdown next week, as is quite possible, whose fault will it be? And Civic Media has a new daily newsletter as well, Civic Media Today. Head over to Substack.com, civicmediatoday.substack.com, to learn more. Ooh, I let Brittany go before saying good morning from Tigerton from Rob. Cloudy, light rain, 58 degrees over the weekend. Tigerton had 2 inches of rain and some really loud thunderstorms, the first thunderstorms since August 16th when the old Crossroads Bar in Tigerton burned down. He said yesterday he watched the NFL Today 50th anniversary show, which included original host Brent Musburger and the current NFL Today cast dressed up in the fashions of 1975. Any of you watched that at all?
No.
Did you see it, Parker?
I saw clips of it afterwards, and I was really upset that I didn't watch it.
I did not know that it was coming. You know, the old sets, the old graphics, and yeah, they had like... pasted on like the cheesy 70s mustaches and things that they
JJ Watt killed it. Him and Ian Eagle looked awesome.
Except yeah, I mean, he was cracking himself up with how 70s he looked.
Oh yeah.
But it was nice. it was pretty fun. Let's see what else. And of course Rob says happy fall, y'all, from him as well. And Alicia says it's raining here in Shawano. So we've just got that kind of a day out there today. Again, Kelderoy's is coming up at in the next half hour here. I was also going to say in our Up North News daily newsletter, there's an article in there today about Wisconsin businesses that employ the disabled and make them a good chunk of the workforce. And Selena, that kind of independence is especially, well, it's wonderful compared to generations back when people used to just be, you know, institutionalized or forgotten. And now there's this feeling that, you know, we're about to see a new generation of, you know, Donald Trump's disposable people, because, I mean, to him, the people that count the most are the ones who are well off. And he's under the mistaken belief that they are well off because they're somehow better, somehow more essential. They're the ones who deserve help, quote unquote, like tax breaks. And look, for the rest of the political class, they think if you're not doing well, that's on you. Maybe you can live off the benevolence of others, but not through anything done collectively through the government, you know, like Medicaid helping people with disabilities. So Selena's got a report that you can see on her social media that helps put a face on these people that so many people in politics now consider to be disposable. And in this case, we're talking about a young man named Josha Kreitz Kumal and his mother, Rachel Kreitz. And that's the mom that you talked to all about what the good services are that these programs through Medicaid do.
Yes, we talked for a very long time. She was so passionate. She just she pulled off over the pulled to the side of the road, and she was in her car, and we chatted for a long time. She was on her way back from something. So she says her son Josha could be the face of Medicaid because by the age of 15, he had completed 14,000 hours of autism intervention services, like therapy, and that was paid for by Medicaid to help him in his challenges. And she says she feels the Trump administration has considered disabled people expendable. And here is Rachel Kreitz from Milwaukee.
We understand that the perception is that my son's life is not of the same value that anybody else's life is. And honestly, cutting Medicaid and devaluing that program has, in a very immediate way, demonstrated that lack of respect and value for the lives of people with disabilities.
If I sound a little harsh in judging how people who favor these budget cuts view people with disabilities, you can understand. It's kind of rooted in the repeal and replace category. You say you want to repeal something that's costing money you don't want to spend, but there's nothing to really replace it with. And in this case, Selena, what's being repealed is that dignity and sense of independence through the ability to work a job.
Oh, I think we might have lost Selena there.
I think
so. And
maybe.
Selena is frozen, so I'll just jump in and say, you're right.
Okay, let's hear more. Let's hear more from Rachel Kreitz.
My son, on the other hand, and people with disabilities more generally are just like you and me. My son wants to work. That is his goal upon graduation. He will tell you he wants to be professional and independent. What's your goal for today, Josha? What do you want to do at work? I want to be professional and I want to be independent. And he is working very, very hard to be exactly that. But to be it, he requires vocational support. He has a job coach that is paid for through Medicaid. He will show up at work as much as he can. He's currently working 3 different jobs. And he loves it. But if his Medicaid funding is decreased and his job coach doesn't have the funding to work with him, then my son's hours at work will be cut. And if the funding drops down too low and my son loses his job coach, he won't be able to work.
And Kristen, it's not just that Josha won't be able to work, but chances are he'll need some kind of home health care that he would otherwise be getting through other services, which is going to take parents or other family members out of the workforce as well. Again, short-sighted doesn't nearly begin to explain these Medicaid cuts.
As a society, we have to decide whether we are going to invest in people, regardless of what our challenges are, or if we're going to divest and institutionalize and isolate these folks who have so much to share. And you can hear this mom advocating for her child. And it is true. There are so many of these folks who just don't have a voice, including, hey, I hear you out there, Rob. I know you want to speak up because we've had this conversation. So I really want to encourage disability advocates to use your voices, because this is the time, if you're living with a disability, if you need help, we need your voices to help people understand what's at stake here.
That is Dr. Kristen Lierley. She's going to hang around for our interview with State Senator Kelda Roy's candidate for governor. coming up just about 15 minutes from now. And then we'll talk to John and Gordy from our civic media station in Madison in our next hour as well. Jimmy Cuska will give us a little bit of sports, and Jane Matinere will tell us what's coming up on her program from 9 to 11. That's all ahead. Live from the lake, I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns. It's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at HazeldenBettyFord.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
No more mold, no more damage, no more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a Neverclear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower, interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
And welcome back to our True Crime Podcast. Our guest today is Sean Cleary.
Wait, what? We are supposed to be doing a commercial about Cleary's storage, egg, and sports facilities.
Great point, Sean. It was a warm summer evening in 1978 when a young man with a hammer...
Whoa, again, not a true crime podcast. I want to talk about Cleary designing the building of your dreams.
In a world where things aren't what they seem.
Okay, give me that. Good grief. Visit ClaryBuilding.com today and experience the Cleary difference.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Crockett Septic provides professional septic system pumping, inspections, and portable sanitation rentals. Trust the experts and keep your system running smoothly. Call Crockett Septic today, 715-712-3456, or visit CrockettSeptic.com.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI
and
studios.
We've had some recent, but some other, you know, conversations about solar power in this area regarding other businesses and nonprofits and some of these things. What were you and Representative Krug getting into the details of this legislation, and what was the kind of feedback that you received from people?
Yeah, so the community solar bill, it's not a new idea by any means. In fact, 20 other states have enacted legislation similar to this. And one of the reasons why I decided to work with Representative Krug and spearhead this is, as we have seen in recent years, some of these larger developments that have come in to places like the Central Sands, where, you know, my district as well as Scott Krug's district have become sort of ground zero for these mega solar arrays. And under the current process, there really isn't much that local governments and communities can do. There certainly is a process that works its way through the Public Service Commission. People can lend public input. But outside of that, provided there's no blaring red flags, there's really no local control. And so what the community solar legislation aims to do is provide opportunities for farmers and landowners to have these smaller solar developments where essentially they can help lower the cost of their electricity bills and utility bills, which Wisconsin, we have seen our utility rates skyrocket in recent years. In fact, we have the highest kilowatt per hour rate in the entire Midwest. And so I think when it comes to energy generation, we have to have an all above the approach to do what we can to lower the cost of utilities and also think outside the box. And for me, primarily making sure that locals have some say in where these projects get sited within their own communities.
When you and you've mentioned thinking outside the box, and I appreciate that. We are not going to get anywhere. Not to say that old ideas can't still work, especially with some fine tuning. But we know that whatever business we're talking about, it's all about innovation and looking ahead and thinking differently. When you talk about that, are we talking about also bringing in different minds, different angles, different mindset, a different set of eyes, if you will, on some of these topics to be able to kind of maybe give a different perspective, even a constituent perspective?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I take a look right now, and we were joined by workers for these smaller solar developments where one of the companies is based up in Ashland, where their guys have to drive to Illinois to get work. So think about that. We have Wisconsin residents who are employed by Wisconsin businesses who currently aren't allowed to do business in the state of Wisconsin have to go to Illinois. I mean, that just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
So I think if this legislation were to get enacted, there's an opportunity to create more jobs right here in the state, which is ultimately a win for everyone.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with State Senator Patrick Teston right now. And, sir, there's a couple of things that I wanted the community to know about and make sure that they got in on if they could. And wanted to highlight some of those right now with you. One of them is high school juniors and seniors in the 24th Senate District. You have a chance to participate in a very rewarding educational experience at the Capitol in Madison. Applications are now being accepted for the 2026 Senate Scholar Program. Submission deadline is November 7th. We'll probably touch on this once or twice more before then, of course. But I wanted to get out the gate right away and get this out there and make sure that not only kids and parents knew, but teachers knew about this, because I know I would have loved to have been a part of this program when I was in high school.
Oh, and it really for interesting. We come down to the Capitol for an entire week and participate in committee hearings. You know, when we're on the Senate floor, you really have a front row seat during Senate proceedings. I believe they even get the opportunity to draft mock legislation and debate it within a mock committee hearing. And really, if there's a interested junior or senior out there with, you know, has an interest in government and politics and really wants to see, you know, behind the curtain of how government operates on a day-to-day, it really is a unique opportunity. And like you just said, I wish I would have had this opportunity when I was in high school. And so I always like the opportunity because it's a chance for me to sit down with some of these Senate scholars and have a great one-on-one conversation with them. And then, you know, they get to spend a week in Madison, which we are blessed to have one of the most beautiful state capitals in our country. I think we're number one by far. And it's a great learning experience, and it sure looks great on a resume.
It really does. And you aren't kidding. That Capitol is beautiful. Madison itself is a beautiful city, but that Capitol is a beautiful one. I've seen a lot of state capitals, and that is one of the most beautiful ones you will walk into. And this is kind of an annual thing of ours. Wanted to remind everybody that the annual Coolest Thing Made in Wisconsin competition is going on. This statewide contest was sponsored by the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce and the Johnson Financial Group aims to bring more attention to Wisconsin's nearly $74 billion manufacturing industry and job opportunities it provides. Nominations are being accepted September 22nd to the 30th. Want to encourage our local, you know, Wisconsinites here to get in on this and get maybe you can have the coolest thing made in Wisconsin.
Yeah, it's a fun contest that WM puts on every year, and you know, we certainly encourage. There's a manufacturer out there, 24th Senate District. People want to nominate for the coolest thing made in Wisconsin. You know, please go to our website, social media, or WMC's website, and make the submission. And I would love to take home the trophy this year of having the coolest thing made in Wisconsin made in the 24th Senate District.
Yeah, that's what we're pulling for. So all you creatives out there, everybody, get in on this one. Looking forward to seeing the results and how that goes. And we'll talk about it probably the next time we get together. As we get to ready to let you go, sir, I didn't want to keep you too long today because you're putting in work today. You're on the job.
Yeah, I sure am. In fact, I'm with Lycon Concrete, Ready Mix Concrete, right here in Wisconsin Rapids. In fact, I was just up in a concrete truck, and we were on a job in Adams County, and we're heading back to the shop to, I think, pick up another another work slip here, and going to go pour more concrete.
Right on, right on. Hope it's going well. Keep at it. Appreciate it. Another reason to sign up for the newsletter, everybody. Saw you're on the job at the Central Wisconsin Airport. Great stuff. That was fun to see. Did you enjoy yourself?
Oh, it was super cool. You know, they had me do a little bit of everything. I even got to do gate announcements as people were boarding the flight. And then, oddly enough, I was actually doing concrete work.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
97.5 WFHR, locally grown radio, and home for the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
Soon the roads are going to be filled with trucks, tractors, and various other agricultural machinery as harvest moves into full swing. But that may also create some new obstacles on the roads. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report, and here with tips on how to safely maneuver around farm equipment is Lieutenant Bill Berger with the Wisconsin State Patrol.
When you're coming on some of these town and county highways, you know, you run into more hills and things like that where visibility might not be as good as on a state or federal highway. Just be aware of that potential, that blind hill. There might be something on the other side of it to be preparing for before you even see it or know it's there. Just be conscious of those type of things. Something else to be concerned with is just be looking for the slow moving vehicle signs, the SMVs.
Lieutenant Bill Berger, along with us from the Wisconsin State Patrol, he also reminds us that the stopping time for large farm equipment is much longer than typical vehicles due to their weight, so be mindful of that. Find the full conversation with Lieutenant Berger at MidwestFarmReport.com. I've got more agribusiness news coming your way.
At the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection, they know your business has always been something special. Now you can let customers know it too, in an instant, with the red and yellow Something Special from Wisconsin sticker. Joining the program gives you access to supplier and distribution information, marketing support, and a community of like-minded Wisconsin businesses. Best of all, you'll let people know that your work is done with care, quality, and love. You've always been something special. Visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to make it official.
Dairy producers across the nation, start your engines. The road to Madison leads straight to the World Dairy Expo 2025, where innovation, education, and global dairy connections await. Join fellow dairy producers, industry experts, future leaders, and the finest dairy cattle in North America when the dairy industry meets in Madison, Wisconsin, September 13th through October 3rd. Make the drive and be part of the dairy event of the year. World Dairy Expo 2025, the road to Madison starts with you. Map your trip today at worlddairyexpo.com.
A new proposal in the Wisconsin legislature could make it easier for young farmers to get their start. State Representative Clint Moses is co-authoring a bill that would create a free statewide database connecting retiring farmers and landowners with beginning producers looking for land. The program would be run through the Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Farm Center, helping to keep farmland in agriculture, not development. Representative Moses is a beef cattle farmer himself, and he says this bill is all about preserving Wisconsin's farming future. You can find the story at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Some areas of fog this morning, otherwise more clouds than sun, with scattered showers and thunderstorms developing in the afternoon, highs in the mid-70s. A few lingering showers, perhaps a storm tonight, some patchy fog possible again with lows in the upper 50s. Currently, it's 62.
Hear that? That's the sound of your life. Perfectly imperfect. Beating in rhythm to the world you've created. But every time you drive after drinking, the music gets drowned out. Your life sounds pretty great. Don't let a buzz ruin it. Buzz driving is drunk driving. Don't drive buzzed. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public.
The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand, when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Hey everybody, if you love Just a Bit Outside, the film about the Brewers, you're going to love the new film about Wisconsin sports from Sean Hamish and Paul Jaconi Berry. They're here next time with their exclusive announcement. Don't miss it.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Nice to have you back here at 7:35 on a Monday morning, live from Lake Wissota on the Civic Media Radio Network, where this hour we have kicked off a new round of our Text to Win contest. This one's called Go for the Green and Gold. There's a green and gold to be won every day. Seven chances to win throughout the day, different keywords each time. Text in those keywords each day of all those entries. Somebody's going to win $200 cash. That's the green. And then there's a gold-plated chain as well. And then of all the entries, all of them out there, one lucky winner is going to win two club-level indoor seats to see Green Bay versus Minnesota. It's a Green Bay home game on November 23rd, a noon game, plus a gas card to get you there. So before the end of this hour, you've got to text in NEW, N-E-W. Head to the Civic Media app, call up one of the stations, use the text feature, and text in the word NEW, N-E-W. Senator Kelderoy is going to join us in just a moment, but first, with Dr. Kristen Lierley here as well, I asked people at the start of the show, in honor of fall beginning this afternoon, what's so great about fall in Wisconsin? And Jim in Brookfield, I find the change in climate the most enjoyable part of fall. The bright colors on the trees, cooler temps, a lower sun angle make being outside a nice fall experience. I will be outside as much as possible this fall, while recovering from knee surgery with coffee and apple crisp. So, fellow knee replacement person, Kristen Lierley, I think he's got a good idea.
I like your style, Jim.
Especially the apple crisp.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make a visit down to the orchard later today, I think. I love this time of year.
Sherry made a second batch of apple crisp because apparently somebody inhaled the first batch. Possibly the guy she's married to.
Who could that have been?
Who could that have been?
Great for breakfast.
Hey, it's Build a Better Breakfast Month, apple crisp.
And it's Hobbit Day.
Breakfast. Yes,
so you get to do it twice.
Two breakfasts are great. Here comes Senator Kelderoy joining us as well, candidate for governor for all of 1 week now. Senator, nice to have you here. Good morning.
Great to be with you.
Yeah. So 1 week in, no regrets. You're going to keep going?
Absolutely. Yeah, it's been just a wonderful week. The response has been overwhelming, and I think people are really excited about the possibilities of what we can build in Wisconsin.
Yeah. Now, I mean, obviously, we've had you on several times talking about legislative experience and some of the important issues that are out there. So, and even since your announcement, the candidate field has grown even larger. So I wanted to start off by asking something I'm sure you've thought about, knowing there were going to be multiple candidates in the race. What is it about you that's going to set you apart that when this primary is held in August of next year, what are voters ultimately going to see in you that's going to make you the Democratic nominee next year?
We know that when voters are looking at who they want to be their governor, experience really, really matters. And at this point in Wisconsin's history, it matters even more. And that's because in 2026, we are very likely going to have a really narrow window to make big changes in our state, to really recommit to public education and funding our university and early childhood, to addressing the economic harms that have been visited on working people in the middle class, to make healthcare affordable and accessible. But if we're going to do that, we're going to have a very narrow legislative majority, or maybe we'll have a split legislature. We have to have a governor who knows how to get things done in that difficult legislative environment and is ready to go on day one. So that's me. If you look at my career of over 20 years, I have been able to make big progressive changes on a whole range of challenging issues like reproductive rights, healthcare, criminal justice reform, in these various types of legislative environments. And I think that length of time, that record of making change as an advocate, legislator, attorney, small business owner, I think that really sets me apart.
I hear you making sure that you hit both sides of what you would call, I don't know, the electability question, both for the primary and in the general election, in that there has to be a desire to go bold on issues if Democrats, especially if they have a trifecta with the Assembly and the Senate. But if they don't, there also has to be the side of the equation in the general election of being able to get things done. And you believe that you can be the best of both worlds when you go through a primary campaign.
Absolutely. And I think, you know, if you look at the different types of work that I have done as an attorney, small business owner, and as a legislative leader for about 10 years, you can see that I have been able to work across the aisle on important issues like expanding access to healthcare and helping nurse practitioners be more available for folks in rural and urban communities. But I've also really been a champion on issues that matter a lot to Democratic primary voters, like reproductive freedom, like public education, like childcare and paid family leave. And those issues, I think, are going to be broadly popular in the overall electorate, but they're also going to be very important, I think, for Democratic primary voters when they're looking at the field and saying, who do I think not just agrees with me on the issue, but actually has a plan and knows how to get it done and has the experience to thread that narrow, you know, that small needle and get things passed quickly, because we know Republicans have dominated the legislature for 30 of the last 32 years. They've controlled at least one house and they have blocked so much progress. So when we have a narrow window, whether it's a Republican assembly, but only by a seat or two, or a Democratic assembly only by a seat or two, we need a governor that can effectively herd that legislature and get things done.
You are in Madison, where people are engaged. They're paying attention. They kind of like talking about politics. I'm in Green Bay, where people are exhausted, and they tend to be a little bit more connected to just putting food on their table and some of the basic economic issues. How do you message to folks outside of places like Madison and Milwaukee, where people really don't love what's happening with politics, but still are struggling with so much of the fallout from the political decisions that are being made?
Yeah, I think it's really important to connect those dots for people about why working people have been working harder than ever. We're more productive, and yet it's getting harder and harder to make ends meet. And that's not just because of rising prices. It's also because wages have been really, really stagnant. You know, Wisconsin's minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. It hasn't been raised in my adult life. And that is so unacceptable. And you can see how worker power has diminished over time. And so helping people sort of see that the fact that they are struggling or they're not living and thriving in the way that they should be, given how hard they're working, and that it's not your fault. It is the system by design to try to make the wealthiest even wealthier. And I'm talking about billionaires and big corporations who are not paying their fair share. And that's, by the way, also why your kids' school is being defunded and you're having to constantly vote to raise your own property taxes to keep the lights on. So when I'm traveling around the state, and this is not new for me, I mean, I have spent my career working to build Democratic power, working to make change. After law school, I was the head of a statewide reproductive rights organization. And I traveled around the state and talked about really challenging personal issues, right? Abortion rights, sex education, reproduction, with people. And I just think if you sit down and listen to people and truly hear them, you can build connections, even with people who might initially disagree or be disengaged. And I think that political work is really, really important. And that's what I have spent my life doing. You know, I'm not someone who sits in a Madison bubble. I have always traveled around the state. I have knocked doors in most of the Senate districts in the state. I have helped to flip the Supreme Court, not by focusing on Madison and on Dane County, but by traveling around the state to these swing areas that I knew it was going to be really important. And I think that commitment to really being a governor for the entire state of Wisconsin is important.
We are talking to State Senator Kelda Royce about her run for governor and Kelda, you can put on your legislator hat as well on this one, because we are now in the fall session of the legislature. And with the state budget being done, we turn to other bills that are out there. Republicans have put together a package of bills dealing with education. Democrats put together a package dealing with education. And there seems to be pretty clear differences between the packages and how they prioritize educating our kids and being fair to our taxpayers.
That's right. I mean, the Republicans straight up said that what they're looking at for our schools is school closures, it's consolidation, and it's continued underfunding and privatization. And I think that's really offensive, because every kid in Wisconsin, it is their birthright to get a good public education. And it shouldn't matter who you are, where you're from, you know, the zip code you're in, how much money your parents have. The quality of your education should not be contingent on those things. Democrats believe that public education is essential for every student, and that we have to make sure that our students and teachers have what they need to succeed. Money is a part of it. I mean, you can't do it without money, and our kids have not had even an inflationary increase in our schools for 15 years. But it's not just money, right? It's also about making sure that students and teachers are equipped to succeed. And so that's things like getting distractions out of the classroom, making sure that teachers have adequate professional development time. We don't expect firefighters and police officers to buy their own equipment. And we have all kinds of programs to help people get the training that they need. But for teachers, you know, we're happy to just make them pay out of pocket and take their own personal time to do it. And I think, that's one of the things that's contributing to the teacher retention crisis, in addition to obviously the changes that were made in Act 10 that have made it very, very difficult for teachers in the classroom.
As the mom of a public school teacher, yes, that is also entirely true. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I want to shift to something a little bit more personal. You have a whole pack of kids. I have a whole pack of kids.
And yes, we do.
Yes. I mean, together we've got teams, like we could compete.
Yes.
And when you listen to your kids, like they inform so much of the stuff that I do, because they're paying attention and they and their friends have ideas about the future that they want to see. How do your children, how does your family inform you as you are moving forward in this really, I mean, this is an incredible thing that you're doing, and it's very challenging. So how do your kids see this and help you on your path?
Well, I'm just really lucky because my kids are very supportive. I have two young adult stepdaughters that have been in my life and have helped to raise since they were 4 and 7. And one recently graduated from college and is interested in environmental science and research. So she's, you know, she and I talk a lot about all different kinds of political issues, and she helps me keep my finger on the pulse of what's happening in college campuses and how to engage young people. And then my oldest stepdaughter is actually an ICU nurse. And so we talk a lot about obviously healthcare and what it's like for that healthcare workforce. You know, we talked about how teachers are have been squeezed, but boy, our healthcare workforce is really being run ragged as well. So figure out how we get more young people in that healthcare pipeline and how we can retain the healthcare workers that we have. And then I've got three little ones that are 11, 7, and 4. So I have childcare and early childhood, and you know, seeing the incredible work that our childcare educators do to get kids ready for school, to help them learn how to solve their problems without biting or hitting, you know, to teach
Did
kids
you say
how to put
to the legislature
on.
Too, by the way.
Sorry.
Tell that to some of the legislators too. Honestly, it sounds like there's kids in the backseat bickering sometimes to hear things from the other side of the aisle. Learn more at keldaforgov.com. Head over to Facebook and Instagram at Kelda Royce is the handle there. State Senator Kelda Royce, always great to connect. Safe travel. Stay in touch.
Thank you.
All right. When we come back in our next hour, we will be talking about Madison Matters with our civic media friends, John and Gordy. Jimmy Cuska has an update with sports as well. I'm Pat Kreitlow. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
One in four Americans have a disability. I'm one of them. I'm also a working mom who cares deeply about making sure every child with a disability thrives by getting their access needs met. We've got a trusted ally by our side. Easter Seals provides children and families the foundation for lifelong success through early learning programs, skills training, and prep for college and career. That's my Easter Seals. Make it yours. Join us at EasterSeals.com.
Lakeland Care is proud to be named one of the top workplaces in Wisconsin for 2025. But what really sets us apart is our commitment to providing personalized support for frail elders and adults with disabilities. Our care teams go above and beyond to help our members live their best lives with dignity and independence. Interested in becoming a member? Visit your local Aging and Disability Resource Center to see if you qualify. To learn more, visit www.lakelandcareinc.com. Lakeland Care. Together, we build better lives.
My name is Ariel. When I arrived in the U.S. at 19, I struggled to find job opportunities without my high school diploma. My entire life changed when I took a chance and got my high school diploma at age 22. Everything I have, my education, my career, my marriage, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and my teachers. They were with me every step of the way, helping with my English and math, making sure I pushed through all the challenges.
Ariel, your success proves that what I'm doing as a teacher has real meaning.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
Education was the key that unlocked all my opportunities.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, two indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
You're listening to Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. And now for something local from WFHR and WIRI Studios.
Hello, world. Welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this September 19th, 2025. Have your host, James, here, joined by our good friends right now from the Wisconsin, the Port Edward School District. We've got James Benna with us, superintendent and 4K5 principal. James, good to see you.
Good morning, James. Glad to be here again.
Always appreciate the time, sir. Thanks a lot for being with us, and thanks for bringing a friend with us. We have Mariska Rabischke.
Rabischke.
I knew I just heard it, and you can missay my last name all you want, Marissa. Thank you so much for being here. Marissa is the John Edwards Middle and High School Family and Consumer Education teacher. She's also the Port Edwards Education Foundation Vice President, and that's kind of where we're going to kick off with, if you don't mind, Marissa. I want to do, for those that may not know, get a bit of a history of the Port Edwards Education Foundation.
Sure. So the Education Foundation sort of came to be with the brain power in 1995. It was a group of community members, former educators. They were looking for a way to get contributions that they could use for grants and scholarships specifically for the Port Edwards School District. So they officially became a foundation in 96 and have been going strong ever since then.
Very cool and nicely done. Thank you. You're good. She's good. This is going to be great. When it comes to teacher scholarships, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yep. Every year we offer a chance for our teachers to get grants. We take all of the money that we get during the school year through donations, which we get through our fund drive. just memorial donations, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And that money is going back directly to our teachers. So the teachers get a grant writing process. They have about a month to decide what they want to do. And we've had a lot of different scholarships or grants that have come out. And they're really things that enhance the curriculum, what they're already doing, but are outside of what maybe our school budget allows, or things that are really innovative, that are new, that might be hard for us to get. So we've been able to donate almost $400,000 directly to the staff at our school.
It's not really something we do around, but I want to pull out the sound effect of the winning bell to that number. That's amazing. That's fantastic to hear. Wow. That is ideas. I'm hearing teachers' ideas for students that are able to be, you know, not just a thought, but actually put into action.
Yeah, we've had some really awesome grants over the years. We planted pear trees at the elementary school. So those, and those are like full fruiting trees now. The kids get to eat the pears. They go into our school lunch program. They created a summer school fishing program. We are able to offer an orchestra strings program for elementary and middle school students and high school students now. We purchased a bunch of CPR mannequins for the health department so that the students can practice and learn CPR skills, some Spanish immersion camps, all kinds of really great things.
And just on these examples, I can pull from every one of those fun and interesting things for students that they enjoyed. I'm sure the teachers enjoyed too. But at the same time, like life things, things that they're going to carry with them the rest of their lives.
Like, yeah, exactly. And that's a big part of the scholarship writing process, is that we wanted to enhance not only the classroom time now, but to make them more productive citizens in the future.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And definitely mission getting accomplished here on that. That's really cool to hear. And it's all the more reason why when we talk about events at the Port Edward School District, you know, events that you can be a part of as a community, we encourage you to be a part of them. They're fun, for one thing. They always have a good time with any of these events. But it's also your impact. I just had Terry in from the United Way, and we were talking a little about this. And it was talking to her that I had this thought in my head that we talk about donation a lot. We use that word a lot. But when I hear people use the word donation, I'm hearing investment. I'm hearing an investment in our community. I'm hearing an investment in the greatest thing any of us can invest in the future. Like, please tell me what's better investment than that. There isn't anyone. I don't care what the stock numbers say or anything like that. That's the best investment you can make with your dollar. And when you hear about these events and you attend these events, you're going to have a good time. You're going to enjoy yourself. But you can also know that you are investing in your community. To that point, Marissa, I wanted to mention the annual Golf Scramble fundraiser that's coming up.
Yes, we have a golf scramble every summer. This summer it is, oh my gosh, I forgot to write down the
day. It's the day after Father's Day. So
nicely done. Well done. I'm just going to pull it up. You had it. Great job.
I think only once in our 30-year history has it not been the day after Father's Day, but we've returned to that day after Father's Day at the Bullseye Country Club. And it's an investment, but you're also investing in a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. It's a very fun day, and you know, I'll let Marissa talk more about that.
It's a traditional scramble, shotgun start. We have hole events. We have raffle baskets. We provide lunch and dinner. Just a lot of fun. A lot of people in the communities, people like to get groups together to go out, foursomes. It is just a really, really good time and a great way to give back to our Port Edwards community.
Mm-hmm. With an event like this, and all the things you both mentioned are fantastic, it's not only going to be a good time, but it's going to be something that a lot of people will attend. I almost think you said golf. Like, for a lot of people out there, as soon as you said golf, they're all in. They're already Googling this and looking it up and everything. It's one of those things, and I joke about it, but our community supports these events so much. And one of the ones that we love is our golf scrambles and some of these. You always see a good attendance and a good turnout for them. Let's make sure there is a great one. Find out how you and your team or just yourself can sign up for this and be a part of this great golf scramble. We'll be giving details on our morning show and promoting it, talking about it as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
If I could, James, real quickly, one of the really cool things about, I think, the PEEF Golf Scramble, just from my perspective of being an educator, having been in a number of, you know, charity events and scrambles and things like that, the money that is spent at the golf scramble, there is no overhead with PIEF. There is zero. Every penny that you donate, every penny that you spend toward golf, every penny that you buy a raffle ticket from, that is going to go directly toward the scholarships for our teachers. And 100% of that money goes directly toward our student programming. So, you know, that's a really cool thing about donating to a local, small.
You were listening to the Rapids Report, sponsored by Crockett Septic. To hear the full interview, visit WFHR.com, the Civic Media app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Tens of thousands of people showed up to pay tribute to the late Charlie Kirk at State Farm Stadium in Glendale, Arizona.
Look at all these people that came for one man. That speaks a lot for who he really was.
President and Kirk's widow both among the speakers. The administration's expected to announce a link today between autism and taking Tylenol during pregnancy. CBS News medical contributor Dr. Celine Gounder.
The best recent study looked at 2.5 million kids from Sweden, and they found no increase in risk in autism.
A 4.3 earthquake shook San Franciscans out of bed early this morning, including this man who phoned into our affiliate, KCBS.
Actually, I heard it more than anything else. It woke me up. It's just that everything started rattling profusely in my apartment.
So far, no reports of significant damage or injuries. CBS News Brief.